Bringing House Transportation to order, present Representative Salmon, Faircloth, Johnson, and Coring. Today we have sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 139 by Senator Olson, liability for airports and airstrips. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and distinguished members of the committee. With your indulgence, I'd like to have my chief of staff come on up here with me to explain some of the details of the bill in case there are. Senate Bill 139 has to do with airport liability, and it's more of a cleanup bill of what's going on as to what happened a couple of years ago when the original bill came on through. The original bill had a section in there that was confusing, and after looking at some of the aviation charts that had to do with the cross with the circle around it, there was a fair amount of confusion, and so because of that, we came back up to go and clear the bill up. And with that, I'll have Dave Gray, who's been working on this bill since its inception, go ahead and present the main portion of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Dave Gray, legislative aide for Senator Olson, the sponsor of the bill. Actually, you should in your packet have a letter from Tom George, who is the head of the airline, or Alaska Pilot Owners and Pilots Association. And he was a principal sponsor of the earlier work in 2004 to try and get a meaningful limited liability legislation. So as you'll see, he's back again. Didn't quite do it, the legislative effort. And so there's an awful lot of confusion, and he requested that, let's revisit this and clean it up again. And rather than kind of dink around, that's why we have a sponsor, a substitute, rather than dink around with this and that, whatever it is, let's pull that B section out. Everybody seems to agree that that'll solve it. And in that earlier effort, it was in 2004, it had broad support in both the Senate and the House. But like I say, it's not doing what it was intended to do.
Any questions from the committee? Representative Salmon?
I have one real quick question. The fiscal note, what do you kind of explain that real fast? And I'll be just.
Through the chair, which fiscal note are you? The one from tort and workers' comp, or the one from
this one right,
risk
first
management?
One right here, 129.6.
University of Alaska.
University fiscal note.
Oh, there's two of them?
There shouldn't be any University of Alaska fiscal note.
Why is it?
This is for SB 124, that's inadvertent.
Can we just have a quick at ease, Mr.
Taken at ease. Salmon?
Now I have no questions.
Question withdrawal. Representative Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to, on the record, be very clear that this doesn't expose a private owner of an airstrip any additional liability. I think the intention, I support that, but I don't want to subject private landowners and private airport owners to be subjected to any liability because someone else inadvertently doesn't use their fuel properly. So I just want on the record to make sure that isn't what happens here. So if you may address that, then just for the record.
Representative Johnson, through the chair, the intent of the bill is to make sure that private airstrip owners are not held liable except for gross negligence, where you've got a situation where somebody is out there using their airport for whatever reason, because we want to encourage more and more airports to be put up out there, whether they're public or private, because as was pointed out earlier, if you do have a problem with an airplane, you're going to be hitting the ground somewhere, and you're a lot better if you're within gliding distance or within distance of where you have a regular airport. Having had 16 forced landings myself, I realize how important it is to have some place to go ahead and land that's safe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I might, I just want to, I'm a big supporter of the general aviation industry, and I want to make sure that we're not inadvertently doing something with this, and so I'm satisfied with that, so appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Representative Fairclough?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just for the record, while we were at ease, what was happening was we were provided a new fiscal note that had zeros attached to it for Senate Bill 139. Thank you.
Anything else from the committee? Anybody in the audience to testify on this bill? We have online Tom George from AOPA. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Can you identify yourself and your affiliation, please?
Yes, my name's Tom George. I'm the Alaska representative of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. And on behalf of our 4,200 members in Alaska, airports are very important to us. In addition to those operated by the Department of Transportation, there are many more runways, airstrips, landing areas which provide access across the state. In many cases, these airstrips are sustained by dedicated individuals, groups, or organizations who volunteer their time and efforts. This statute is intended to provide some limits on civil liability for people who are willing to support these facilities, either on public or private land. We've worked with the legislature 3 years ago to improve this statute, which passed with overwhelming support. While significant gains were made, the language in one section of the statute has caused a lot of confusion. It's the section B of the statute which led people to believe that they actually must close their airstrip to be protected, which of course is exactly the opposite of our intent. The change proposed in this bill seeks to remove the language causing that confusion, leaving the emphasis on protection provided by people who are willing to construct, maintain, or repair airfields on an uncompensated basis. With that, I'd like to ask for your help to clarify this statute and support this change. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. George. Any questions for Mr. George? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony. Any discussion with the committee? Entertain a motion to move the bill out of committee.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, I would be honored to move sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 139. Designated as 2SLS0792/C, out of committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal notes.
Without objection, so moved, and we'll adjourn for the day.